Remember the difference between Holocaust survivors and Vietnam vets. Holocaust survivors shared, talked about it, wrote about it. Vietnam vets ruminated about it. Going back to the Lyubomirsky study. And when you just ruminate without sharing, without taking it out, it becomes stronger, and then it's more likely to become PTSD. But it doesn't always do that. And it's important to understand the mechanism of post-traumatic growth. So here is the question that I had. This is a positive psychology course. Remember what positive psychology is that it focuses on what works. So the question that I asked myself as I was preparing for this course was this. Is there a positive equivalent to trauma? Something that is so powerful, yet positive, that will change the way our brain functions in an instance, like a sledgehammer. Is there something like that? Or in other words, what I asked is, can a single positive experience create a positive channel that will lead to a permanent increase in well-being, calm, and positive memories? In other words, the opposite of PTSD. And again, ask and you shall receive. A question begins a quest. And as soon as I asked this question, it opened up channels that I didn't see before, that were literally right in front of my eyes. And this was the work that I've studied for many years of one of my intellectual heroes, Abraham Maslow, who talks about the peak experience. Now, what I'm going to talk about now is more hypothesis than well-grounded research. It's a hypothesis that I hope some of you will research either here as a senior thesis or in the future, will encourage people to research these ideas.